This is Twit.
So, Steve, you know, I was really, really not comfortable with allowing Amazon into my home just by pressing a button. But I think I would totally be okay with them having a special button that just pops my trunk anytime they want.
Yeah, so they've been circling around this for about a year. There have been some pilot tests, and today, on April 24th, they announce the availability of delivery to the trunk of your car. So this is a new delivery service, which they're rolling out for General Motors and Volvo vehicles initially. It's available in 37 cities starting today. So essentially what this uses, it uses the, in the case of GM, the OnStar system, which is a communication system between your car and, you know, the cloud, literally above you in the cloud. And Volvo has a similar system for a connected vehicle system. This allows them to know where your car is parked. You use their application, the Amazon Key app, which you need to, you add your car to the Amazon Key app, and you take a picture of it so that the Amazon courier is able to identify it. They need your license plate also in order to make sure they're using the right one. And essentially, the delivery person queries Amazon to get the current whereabouts of your car. It does need to be within a reasonable distance of your physical delivery address. So, for example, it can't be the other side of the country or in a different country or maybe even in a different state. So the idea being, you know, home or work sort of location. And this of course, is trying to solve the problem of secure delivery. Many people who are, for example, apartment dwellers don't have a convenient place where Amazon can leave packages that where they have sufficient security. Or even if you are in a condo or in a community or in a home where there's a lot of foot traffic, it can be problematical to leave boxes somewhere. So, you know, Amazon has done things like having the Amazon lockers where they put something and then you go and get it. And so this is an attempt essentially to turn the trunk of your car into a semi-private locker. The technology of OnStar and Volvo's technology allows them to unlock your car. So this is all to locate your car and to unlock it. So it's easy to put the pieces together. The Amazon courier determines where the car is, goes there, identifies it visually, verifies the license, is standing next to it, presses a button on their app, and with the knowledge that they have a delivery, they probably have to scan the package, verify that they have it. Everything makes sense. Amazon verifies that you are expecting a package, you're expecting a trunk delivery, and so your car spontaneously unlocks for this Amazon person, who then puts the package in the trunk, closes the trunk, relocks the car, and all of these things have to happen in order for the delivery person to have successfully delivered the package and then get their next assignment. Packages are limited to 50 pounds. They cannot weigh more than that. They cannot be larger than 26 by 21 by 16. They cannot require a signature. They cannot have a value over $1,300, nor can they be from a third-party seller. They can only be from Amazon directly.
That's the stop scams, right? So that's the stop vendors from trying to scam through this.
Exactly. So anyway, I get the problem they're trying to solve. Maybe it's better than a drone flying overhead and dropping it on your head. not clear on that one. So And again, we immediately saw problems where, as you commented, Padre, that, you know, people were aiming a webcam at the front door, and it took, what, was it a week before?
It might not have even been that. I think it was like 3 days.
I think it was before that system got hacked. So I guess, you know, no one is going to not understand that you're giving Amazon permission with lots of caveats to have access to the interior of your car. Hopefully people don't have super valuable things already, because we know that cars are not that secure. That locks can be jimmied, windows can be broken, and so forth. So I guess within – and I don't think it unlocks only your trunk. I think the car unlocks, you know, all the doors pop open. I don't think it's an exclusive trunk unlock. I'm not sure. Maybe if the system can provide that, then it's just the trunk. For example, I think my car's trunk is able to unlock. I don't have any connectivity. Yeah,
I don't have any connectivity. But I can unlock my trunk without unlocking my doors. And also, yeah, I have the ability to disable the lever on the inside. So you can't actually pop my trunk from the cabin. You need both my key and my fob in order to make that work. So I have to put it in the keyhole, and I have to press the fob in order for it to pop it.
Nice.
But that, I know most people don't turn that on because I'm kind of paranoid. But I'm with you, Steve. I understand why they made this, and I will make fun of it mercilessly because I think it's a horrible, horrible idea. But there is an edge case or two where this would be more convenient than, saying, having it delivered to an Amazon locker that you then go to get. So,
yeah,
okay.
I mean, sure. If your car is sitting in an accessible parking structure all day and you're at work and you want, you know, something delivered to your trunk, and you have not left anything valuable inside, it's not as if any random Amazon employee is able to walk up to your car anytime they want to and open it. You know, I mean, so it is as locked down as it can conceivably be, given that it has to be. You are allowing, under certain requirements, your car to be open. So, yeah, okay.
Now, Aneroid in the chat room brings up a good point, which is, if they could do this service while your car was in motion, then it would be worth it for the entertainment value. You're just going down the highway, suddenly your trunk pops open, there's a guy leaning off the front of a car just trying to drop the box in.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. That's it for the Amazon. What are they calling that? The Trunk Club?
I don't think. I didn't see a name actually associated with it.
It reminds me of
in-car delivery.
In-car delivery. Do you remember those commercials about 10, 15 years ago of the Trunk Monkey? This kind of reminds me of that. It's just something that maybe 10 years ago people would have thought of, yeah, I'm going to allow a retailer access to my trunk. This has the same sort of feel. I'm going to allow someone to put a monkey in my trunk. I'm sorry, I might be dating myself with that.
And, of course, if people don't have connected cars, it's not an option. So.
Right, yeah. And also, I would say, if you have one of those cars that doesn't have a separate trunk from the rest of the car,
yes,
I wouldn't do that either.
Then your interior is accessible to somebody at the trunk.
Also, it means that someone could just watch the delivery car and then know which cars they should break into because there's a brand new box in there. There's the trunk monkey. Thank you. Good. John Slanina, always ready with the ooh.
Ooh. Oops.
Actually, that might work better than the Amazon delivery service.